Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw Yisod Gadol, the difference between Yesh Lichot V'Arave Rabbi Me'ila, where it goes back into the world of Shlichus. It's considered regular Shlichus, whereas in the other cases of Shlichus Yad and Tvicha, there it's not a classic case of shlichus, but rather this exeris hakasuv, that the mishaleach is held accountable. And now we are continuing on again. This is based on the Torah of Marmash HaYeshiva of Chaim Zitzel. Tesis in Bava Kama, if I now from an Aleph Yirmanz Chavishlema writes, that we say there, that according to Rav Meir, if somebody is toiveach la'avid zara al yidei acher, he's chayiv b'dalet vehei, v'abehema ne'aseres, right? In other words, the one doing the avodah zara is responsible for the avodah zara, and the mishaleach is going to have to pay the dalet vehei. So when the behema becomes asur, it's talking about where he gave rishus to the shliach, the shecht, as he wishes, and even for Avodah Zarah. So the Sha'ar Melech was Medayik in Geneva 3:6, but Dafka in such an instance that he didn't send him Lahejia to Shecht for Avodah Zarah, he just gave him Rishus. But if he sent him Lahejia to Shecht for Avodah Zarah, the whole Shlichus is Batel Lagamre, because there's another Isser involved, and that's not like the Tur, because so the Tur says that if there's another Isser involved, Asa Shliach Lishchot Lo B'Shabbos, and the Shliach Shechted on Shabbos, the Tur says that is chayiv. In other words, the shlichus isn't batal. But according to Tosfos, if he sends him to shecht for avodah zarah, then the shlichus is batal. And we have to say that Tosfos doesn't hold like the Rambam. Tosfos holds that the din shlichus b'tficha is k'din shlichus b'alma, k'din shlichus b'ne'ila, that the chiyuv is of the maisa tficha relates back to the Mishaleach, and because of this, if there's another Isser involved, but l'shlichus, hadrinan l'klali v'agak, back to the Kal v'in shlichus v'aravera, and Mimela, he's right, since he's not responsible for the, since there's no shlichus al t'yav v'rezara, because in shlichus v'aravera, Mimela there's no shlichus either for the shchita, and Mimela, the Mishaleach, is off the hook. So we see that according to the Rambam, we say that the din shlichus b'tvicha is a regular din shlichus when it comes to din shlichus b'tvicha, if you send somebody to be to shecht on Shabbos, the mishaleach is chayiv and the shlichus isn't off, because it's not classical shlichus, but rather it's exeris hakasuv that the mishaleach is chayiv, and remela there's another isser involved, the mishaleach is still going to be chayiv. And according to the Tosfos, it's a classical shlichus, and remela there's an isser involved, the whole thing is off, and the mishaleach is not chayiv. Okay, gevaldik. Now in Bava Kama, and daf ayin vov amid aleph, Rabbi Yechanan says that Rabbi Shimon says that kodshim, where the bailim are responsible, they're chayiv b'achri yusim, the ganav is chayiv for the tvicha dalid vehe, where according to Rabbi Shimon, at kachim shechayv v'balim v'achriyusim, where the balim are responsible to replace the animal, so the ganav has to pay 4 and 5. So it's talking about when he's shoychet shaloy l'shem balim, and therefore we don't say that chazra karen l'balim. Mishum de lo ala bailim shem cho. We don't say that the Karen, the principal, went back to the bailim, because he was shechted shelo l'shem bailam and lo l'bailam l'shem choyva. Reish Lakish is Ma'amid Rav Shimon in a different scenario. This teaching of Rav Shimon that Yerchayev Tash Arba V'Chamisha Al Tvichas Kachim Shechayev Bachu Yusam is talking about a case where he's Shechet Bali Mumin Bachutz. Klomar, where the Behemas Kachim was a Baal Mum, and the Ganav Shechted it outside of the Azara, so since a Baal Mum is Pasal Akrava, you're allowed to Shechted Bachutz, so it's called Shechita Ru'uya. And therefore, lo chazer keren l'bailam, obviously, and it's a valid shechita. That's what makes him chayev arba v'chamisha. And that's an ayin vav amud aleph, an ayin vav amud beis. Comes the Gemara and daf ayin zayin amud beis. Reish Lakish, my taima lo amar ki Rabbi Yechanan. What bothers Reish Lakish about the explanation that we're talking about where we shochet a behema tmima bifnim? So Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara's answer, I think it says to the Afla and Ksubis Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, and the Sefer Amudei Or, Sof Simen Kuf Yud Beis, ask on the Gemara's Kasha, what's the Kasha? Reish Lakish Leshitaso can't say it's like Rabbi Yochanan. Because HaShechet Sheloi Lishma, Oiver Beloi Yechoshev, Kima Shekosev Rashi, Bereis Vachim, Reish Lakish Svir Le Lav Shem Boi Maisa Loikin Ala Vim Ken Amachashe Vikotshim Chayev Malkus Kim Avor Bezvachim Dav Choftes on the base Vim Ken Potter Agan of Midala Behei Dein Loike O Mishalem. Why is the Gemara bothered that Rav Shimon, that Reish Lakish doesn't say like Rav Yochanan? Rav Yochanan says that it's talking about where somebody shechted it b'fneim shelo l'shem b'aylim. But that's when he's chayv arba v'he. So the Achronim asked, Flora Mudio, like we said, not a kasha. Because if someone shechet shelo l'shma, he's over and lo yechoshev. You're not allowed to have improper thoughts when you shecht, like Rashi writes at the beginning of Zochi. And Reish Lakish holds, at the beginning, in Makkos 15b, that lav shem bo ma'isa, you get malchus. So for this person who's mechashev, for his machshava, for his asr machshava, is going to be chayiv malchus. Like we see in Zvachim 29b. And ha'mechashev b'kotshim loike, what does it say there? Minayin l'mechashev b'kotshim shu loike. So Reish Lakish would subscribe to that. So, you know, so he's pater. We want to have a case where he's chayv and arba v'dal v'hei. He's pater midal v'hei, because according, in Rabbi Yochanan's scenario, according to Reish Lakish. Because, ain loike mishalem. You don't have both Malchus and Baal Shetashlam, and here there's Malchus. And even if he was shoygeg, ale Reish Lakish sover, b'ktubot, b'daf lamed ha'am v'aleph, Shechayve Malkiyos Shogig in Pturin. That if a person does a Maisa for which B'meisit he's Chayv Malkiyos, he does Shogig his Pater. So again, Reish Lakish couldn't have said it's like Rabbi Yochanan because he holds his no Dalavek as his Malkiyos. Ve'alkein, Sarich Lomar. So what do we have to say? It's talking about a case that Ayri b'toyveach al yedei achir. He does it with someone else, in other words. The Gemara's kasha is, why doesn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan that it's talking about where he shechted b'fnim, shelo l'shem b'aylim? And the reason that he is going to be chayev the reason he's going to be chayev, even though there's malchus for shechting it shelo l'shem bayavim, is because somebody else did the shechita. He was toveach al yidei acher. So the guy who does the actual shechita, he's the one getting the malchus, and the one who sends him is going to get, is going to have to pay the dalet v'hei. Yikshe, then now we have Akasha, the Manushach. If he sends him to Shech Shalol Hashem Bailin, so then there's another Isser. In other words, he's not only sending him to Shech, he's sending him to do a different Isser. And the whole Shlichus is batal. And if he sends him Stam and the Shlich Shechted Midaito Shalol Hashem Bailin, the Chagavna, it's not Shlichus on Tefillah, that's Mechayiv at all. Because Mitzat Shlichuso, he could Shech Hashem Bailin, and then Chazer Karen the Bailin. And there's no dalet v'hei. Umas shliach midas atzma, shachat shelo l'shem baylin. And that the shliach decided on his own to shech shelo l'shem bayilin, vaday hu shedavar zeh eino mechayev et ha-mishalech v'dalet v'hei. That's not mechayev arba dalet v'hei. So again, it's talking about where he was toveach al yidei acher. And then we have a problem. If he sent him to shech shelo l'shem bayilin, so there's another Isser involved here of Lo Yechashev. So then there's not going to be no Dalet V'hei Mitzad that, but Lo Shlichus. You can't say the Meshalech is Chayiv Dalet V'hei because there's no Shlichus, because there's another Isser involved. And if he sends him Stam to Shech, and the Shliach Shechted Midaito Shelo L'Shem Bailin, it's not Shlichus and Tvicha Mechayev is Klal. Because Mitzad Shlichus, so he could have Shechted L'Shem Bailin. And had he done so, Chazer Karen L'Bailin, and there's no Dalet V'hei. So this isn't shlichus and tvicha, that's mechayiv at all. And that the shlichus midas asma did shelo l'shem bailin, that is a mechayiv the mishalech dalet v'hei. So we're really stuck. Why is there a dalet v'hei on the mishalech? Why is the Gemara asking, according to Rish Lakish, we could be ma'amidit when he sent somebody? There's no such scenario that he'd be chayiv dalet v'hei if he sent somebody. So for the hafla, proof from here, kedas hatul, shebe tvicha, ein din, that if there's another iser involved, but the shlichus is batal. As we learn kedas hatur, that by tvicha, since we're not dealing with classical shlichus, but we're just dealing with exeris hakasad and mishalech eschayv, so there's no din if there's another iser involved, but the shlichus is batal. So it's taka talking about a case where he sent him to shech, Shalol Hashem Bailim, and the Mishalech is going to be Chayiv. There's going to be Shlichos here because there's Shlichos for Tvicha, and there's a Chiyuv Dalet V'hei. And as far as the Yisr that's involved, it doesn't matter. There was another Yisr involved. That doesn't. It's not Mevatel the Shlichos. Kedas HaTor, as we were marach in the previous year, or it doesn't stem with Tosfos, because we saw. Tosis holds that if he tells him to do another Isir, then the Shlichus is batal, there's no Dalet V'hei. If he sends him to Shech for Avodah Zarah, there's no Dalet V'hei. Because batal Shlichus Lagamri, because there's another Isir involved. Because again, we. According to Tosfos, as we explain, the din shlichus by tvichas is a regular din shlichus. It's a classical shlichus, and if there's another issue involved, then the whole thing is off. It's very nice to answer kedas hatur, There's no din of Nisarivba Isser Acher Shabbat Lashlichus, Lefidas Hatur, because we're not dealing here with classical Shlichus, there's just Xeris HaKasa that the Mishalech is Chai. And therefore, even if there's another Isser, the Shlichus isn't batal, as we explained in the previous shir. So that's super duper according to the Tur. But according to Tosfos, if he sends him Lahedya for another to Shech for Avodah Zarah, the whole thing is off. There's no doubt here also. He sends him Lahedya to Shech Chelo Lashem Bailim, and the whole Shlichus is off. So Akati Kasha, then we still have the original Kasha. Why should Reish Lakish say that in such a, that if he sends a Shliach, he's Chayav Dalet V'Hei? There's no Dalet V'Hei. Because the whole Shliach, because the whole, if he sends him to Shech, Shalol Hashem Bailim, then the whole Shliach is off. So that's the Kasha. אז נראה, אומר מורנו ורבנו ראש הישיבה זצ"ל, שחולוק, דחולוק איסור דשויכת לאבי דזורה, מאיסורה דמחשב בקודשין. It would appear that there is a distinction between the איסור of שויכת לאבי דזורה from the איסור of שויכת of מחשב. There's a distinction between the איסור of שויכת לאבי דזורה and the Isser of Mechashiv B'Kodshim. We wanted to compare the two and say, just like the Shlichus is Batal when he tells him to Shecht for Avodah Zarah, the Shlichus is Batal when he tells him to Shecht for Kodshim. It's not necessarily true, because the Isser of Mechashiv B'Kodshim is not Be'etzem HaShechita, but rather a Machshava B'Lvad. Like we see in Zvachim 29b, that it's considered Lav She'in Bo Maisa. And so too in the Rambam, Psulei HaMukdashim 18.2. However, if someone shechts la'avod zarah, harei baruch hu v'choshiv maise. When someone shechts la'avod zarah, that's considered a maise. Someone shechts for pigol or as a bad machshava, false machshava, a pasulin machshava, so that's only an Isser in the machshava, not in the maisa, it's a lav shem bo maisa. But if somebody shechts avodah zara, a vada, that's considered a maisa. Because even though we need a machshava for avodah zara, but al yidei machshavto, the etzem hashchita, shchita is avodah zara, and the Isser is be'etzem hashchita, the keren oira, and zvachim, writes something very similar to what we just said. So according to this, we could be mechalik between shlichus lishchot l'avod zarah and shlichus lishchot shelo lishma, that by shoychet l'avod zarah, that the etzem hashchita is an aveira. Therefore, if he sends him beferush to shecht for avod zarah, the whole shlichus is off, since there's another iser, i.e., avod zarah. It's like telling to shecht on Shabbos, the etzem hashchita is b'iser. Mashenkin, when he shecht shelo lishma, the aveira is not the etzem hashchita. Machshav is the aver, and therefore she says in Teshech Shol Shem Bailim, it's not considered Nisari Visarachar B'Shlichus HaTricha, but that's a Mashchita. There's no avera. There's no additional avera. There's just an additional Shlichus that he tells him to do an avera B'Shas HaShchita by Shechting Shol Shem Bailim. That's not Megareh, the Shlichus HaTricha. These are two separate Shlichus, and they're not Shech to each other. That's Mamish HaGevaldik HaChilip. So, that's the Gemara, that's the Teretz. The Gemara's Kasha is on Reish Lakish. Why doesn't Reish Lakish say like Rabbi Yochanan? It's talking about Shochet Shelo L'Shem Bailim. So it's talking about, if it's Shochet Shelo L'Shem Bailim, and he's sending him to do an Aveira, so the whole thing is off, the whole Shlichus is off, there's no Dalet V'Hei, no. The Shlichus is on. He's sending him to Shecht. And the machshav that he has is something else. That's a different shlichus. That's not shaykh to the shlichus of the actual shechting. This is something else. This is the machshav while it's shechting. And memela, The shlichus of the actual shechting is on. It's valid, and it goes back to the mishalech, and that's why the mishalech has to pay the dalav hay. Hashem came and sends him to shech through avodah zarah. There's an iser involved in the yetzam hashlichus. He's telling him to shech through avodah zarah. There, the maisa shchita is a maisa shchita of avodah zarah, and mimela, he can't. He can't be considered his shliach for the shchita because there's another aveira involved. So we can't say there's shlichus here because the aveira of avodah zarah is mevatel the shlichus. But here the aver of machashiv v'kachim isn't part of the etzim shlichus. The etzim shlichus is to shecht. And the machshava is a separate shlichus. That he sent them shalal l'shem b'aylim. That's not megaray the shlichus of the tzvicha. Megaray the shlichus of the tzvicha is a valid shlichus. And the war's kash is where Shlapi should say that he's chayiv d'alavei when he sends him shecht shalal l'shem b'aylim. It's a valid shchita because the etzim shlichus is only for shchita and not for a different aver. So that's gevaldik. And with this, we want to explain the Ritva that we mentioned in the previous shir, and that is going to be, please God, our avoda in the coming shir, Uvi Neder. So I ask that you please stay tuned, and I thank you so much for listening. This was amazing, awesome. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. Uvi Neder, we shall continue.